I'm just definitely adjusting to the pro level. You know, understand the playbook, that's the biggest key thing. I mean, you know, no one can, I want the, you know, organization to be able to trust me, and I need to be trustworthy by knowing what I'm going to do. And I can't go out there, you know, blindfolded. So trying to understand the playbook, and then from there, just getting adjusted to the high level caliber and the speed of the game.
Are there going to be some nerves going into practice today?
Of course. I mean, can't have, I mean, this is a new day. I mean, I'm not saying they're, you know, like bad nerves. They're almost like, you know, anxious nerves, like good nerves. So I'm excited, you know, see what I got, you know, go out here. I mean, I haven't done any football-esque activity since, you know, the end of season, really. So, because we didn't have, like, I have spring ball anymore.
What's your first impressions of being inside this locker room for the first time?
It's really nice. I had like two visits. I saw some other locker rooms, but I mean, this whole facility is amazing. It's awesome.
What about when you see Aaron Rodgers' locker room?
It'd be awesome. I mean, I would love to have the opportunity, you know, to block for him. That's what I'm going to be competing for. It's awesome.
Most rookie set goals. Where are some of your goals coming in here to try to help out this ball team?
Just like what you said, help out the ball team, ball club, or whatever I can do. So I'm just going to go out, you know, and compete, and whatever is best for the organization is what, you know, the best for me is what we're going to work out.
What excites you the most about coming to Green Bay?
The fact, you know, the rich history, you know, the long lineage that I'm beginning to learn and understand, and, you know, the winning atmosphere, you know, it's from what I've, you know, heard and have seen. That's definitely, you know, a big plus in working with some, you know, some true, true professionals. It's awesome.
Which position would you rather play if you had your pick on the offensive
line? Thanks, Dave. I mean, wherever, really. I mean, I think I'm most comfortable would probably be the question that I'd like to be asked. I'm most comfortable at left tackle, so I played for the past few seasons. But, I mean, wherever I can get the most time and reps at, I can become comfortable with that position. So, wherever, like I said, whatever they want to put me is where I'm going
to
play.
You expect to be a little bit nervous out there in your first taster of the NFL life, right?
Yeah, there'll be some nerves. There'll be some nerves, but I think it'll be good.
They just made a switch on the offensive line to move Bulaga over to the left. Do you think you have a good chance to compete at that right spot right away as a rookie, or do you maybe need a year of grooming?
I'd love to come and contribute right away, but I mean, that's my mindset going into it. And like I said, I'm just going to come in and compete, and wherever, you know, whatever happens, I can't see the future.
But I mean, you feel confident that everything done to this point could allow you to contribute in that way.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, confident, you know, what I have and, you know, how I can play. So it's just whether, you know, they can trust me and I can acclimate to, you know, this next pro level.
Is it going to be weird going from a college team that was a one-win team last season to a team that has Super Bowl aspirations and abilities?
There was rich history in Colorado, and I definitely loved it there. There's no problem with it. I mean, like you said, there were some troubling issues with, you know, the winning side, but winning is, you know, standard here, which is a different, you know, aspect. So I'm excited, you know, being a winning culture, winning atmosphere, and that consistent, you know, high level competition.
You don't think it made it any easier to compete for a team that didn't, at Colorado, that didn't have a lot to play?
Can you repeat that again?
Did it make it more easy, I suppose? Like, when you're not playing for a team that is trying for a national championship, like last year, like, you knew probably after a few games that's not going to be the type of team you had last year. Do you think that made it easier at all to play in college? Is that an added challenge now that it is for a winning team? Do you know what I mean by that?
If I can, you know.
Does it take pressure off when it wasn't a great team?
For me, you know, when I went out there, I was like, you know, regardless of the score, I'm going to go out and I gotta play my ball. You know, you know, I'm not going to just, you know, be in the dumps and kind of just be like, you know what, all my team's not doing well, so I'm just not going to do well. Because, you know, if I start, you know, I slip up on a play and all the other 10 players on the offense decided to do their position, then it's my fault. So I was like, you know, whatever the score is, I don't want to care about it. I'm just going to be like, all right, I got the play. I know what I'm going to get, and I'm going to try and, you know, pancake him, do whatever I can.
What were you told by the advisory panel kind of when you decided to look and see where you were going to be picked? Because a lot of people say, you know, left tackle feet in the NFL could play left tackle. What were you told coming out of college?
Like when I said my junior draft evaluation?
Yeah.
I got it back as – they give you, like, a grade. I got it back as a second, third-round grade, and I felt comfortable with it. I felt comfortable with my numbers, and so that's why I decided. And just my whole mindset and attitude at this, the point in time that I felt – for me, that's what I wanted to do, so that's why I went forward with it.
Before you were talking about the winning culture, coming into winning culture, can you feel it when you come in the building? Do you, like, these people have expectations and stuff like you said, winning the standard. Can you feel some of that?
The ambiance, I yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely will make more realization, you know, once we get more, you know, mini camp with the veterans. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, you can definitely see. You look around, you see the walls of all, you know, the culture back in the early 1900s. It's, you know, it's a history.